Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
From CNN, I'm Afoma Dike with the 5 things you need to know for Monday, March 18th. The U.S. Supreme Court indefinitely blocked Texas from enforcing its immigration law. The law allows state law enforcement to arrest and detain people they suspect of entering the country illegally. The hold will stay in place while the court considers appeals from the Biden administration and others challenging the law. Immigration advocates raised concerns that the law would increase racial profiling, detentions, and deportations. But the state argues that it has a right to defend its border. President Joe Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke on the phone today, for what appears to be the first time in more than a month. The White House says the leaders talked about getting more aid into Gaza. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters the president voiced, quote, deep concerns over Israel's pending operation in Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinians are sheltering. Sullivan says Netanyahu agreed to send a delegation of Israeli military leaders to Washington to talk about the operation and lay out another approach to go after Hamas in the southern Gazan city. This, as a new report from the World Food Program sheds a grim light on Gaza's hunger crisis. Here's CNN's Jeremy Diamond.
What is undeniable is the reality on the ground of imminent famine, which is the wording that is now being used by the leading authority on food security and nutrition, saying that 70% of northern Gaza's population is now in phase 5 of the IPC's food insecurity scale, the top level of food insecurity, saying that famine could effectively break out in northern Gaza anytime between now and the beginning of May. In central and southern Gaza, the reality is only slightly less grim, where they're saying that the worst case scenario in terms of a risk for famine could be in July 2024, so July of this year, merely months away.
Asbestos exposure has long been linked to causing multiple types of cancers, like lung cancer, ovarian cancer, and mesothelioma. Now, the EPA says it's banning the last form of asbestos still in use in the U.S. The agency is calling the step historic, and the rule would ban a type of asbestos being used in or imported to the U.S. for use in some car parts. Even though the use of asbestos has been on the decline for decades, the EPA says asbestos exposure is linked to more than 40,000 deaths in the U.S. 6 white former police officers are set to be sentenced this week for torturing and abusing 2 black men in January 2023. The ex-officers pleaded guilty to a combined 13 felonies. Details about what the defense attorneys for the 6 men are seeking in their sentencing proceedings were not immediately available, but prosecutors are asking for the maximum sentences. Federal prosecutors said some of the officers called themselves, quote, the Goon Squad, because of their willingness to use excessive force and not report it. The victims, Eddie Parker and Michael Jenkins, are expected to testify in federal court this week. They filed a federal lawsuit in June, alleging that the officers illegally came into their home, handcuffed, kicked, waterboarded, and tased them, and attempted to sexually assault them over nearly 2 hours, before one of the deputies put a gun in Jenkins' mouth and shot him. When we come back, Trump's controversial comments at a campaign rally. Former President Donald Trump is clarifying what he meant over the weekend when he warned of a bloodbath for the U.S. auto industry and the country if he didn't get elected.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars if I get elected. Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
President Joe Biden's campaign jumped on Trump's use of the word bloodbath, saying the former president, quote, wants another January 6th. But over the weekend and again today, Trump said he was talking about the auto industry, specifically about domestic car manufacturing and the electric car mandate being pushed by Biden. The comment came in the midst of an extended riff on the auto industry, unions, the transition to electric vehicles, and auto plants in Mexico. Both candidates want the support of auto workers, especially in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. That's all for now. Our next episode drops tomorrow at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.